When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
This is Internet Marketing. Brought to you by Site Visibility at sitevisibility.co.uk. This is Internet Marketing. Before we start today, I must mention Site Visibility's 2020 PPC Automation Guide. The guide is completely free to download, and it's going to help you to get started in each of the new automation settings within Google Ads. So this includes smart bidding, responsive ad testing, dynamic search ads, and more. The best way to accelerate your PPC growth in 2020 is to start planning today. So download your guide for free at bit.ly, that's bit.ly/PPC-automation-guide. I'll say that again. Bit.ly, that's bit.ly/PPC-automation-guide. Now, today I'm joined by Fernando Angulo, Head of Communications at SEM Rush. Fernando, thanks for joining us again.
Hi, Andy. Happy to be here.
I'm glad you're back. The last time we spoke, I'm going to do my usual trick of pretending I've got a superb memory, but I've actually checked. It was back in January 2018, just about two years ago, something like that. I think it was episode 429, and I think you were talking, I can't remember what we were talking about, but I think it was along the lines of, we were talking about ranking factors. Yeah, that was it, yeah. But today we're not going to be talking about ranking factors. We're going to be talking about something that's quite current, which is some tips for a healthy remote team. But before we do that, just remind our listeners, nearly said viewers then, remind our listeners, tell us a little bit about yourself and SEM Rush.
So I've been working for this company for the last, now it's going to be 9 years. And SEM Rush is a company that helps you to make your website more visible through different processes like SEO, PPC, content marketing, and social media, all powered by competitive intelligence. So you can check all the data that you have. If you want to make your business, online business, more efficient, you need to automate some of those processes using tools. And we are providing you with those tools.
Fantastic. Now, remote working, I don't know if I'm typical of a lot of people, but just to sort of preface this whole conversation, I mean, I have, my experience of remote working is that I have remotely worked on and off before the crisis happened, and I've always had the opinion that remote working is okay, but it has its limitations, and I wished it worked better. And then we had this crisis come along, and I've been remote working since I think the end of March or middle of March, whenever it was we had to start remote working. And I have to say, it's worked really well, and it's taught me that remote working can actually work really, really well. Now, I know you've got a lot of experience with this, but should we start off with perhaps the best place to start with remote working? I know a lot of us have probably already been through this, but it's probably worth having a quick chat about it, perhaps from an employer and employee perspective.
Yes, actually, many of us were pivoting from an office work. Well, in my case, I was traveling all over the world, but I had an office. And when I was doing some office work, I was sitting in a building with many people, but not in my house with my family 24 hours. So that's something really new for most of the people. But I can tell you one great example. That is my wife. She was doing remote working for the last, I will say, 5 years. And for her, for example, I was telling her this morning that we're going to have this conversation with you, Andy. And she was telling me that nothing special has changed for her. Mm. Only the fact that that her husband is at a home. So basically, I need to remark here 4 points. What is not remote working? So everybody will, I hope that will agree with me. Remote working is not vacations. So if you are at home, I believe that you are working more hours than before. Mm. And of course, it's not having fun because you are going to be connected with more people. Actually, when we are sending an email, a blast mail, a mass mailing, we have so many replies. Our open rate changed from about 20-30% to 70-80%. So people are just replying. They want to have more connection. And of course, remote working is not chaotic work. You need to be really organized, not only in your work environment, but also to be really clear with the rules. For example, if you have kids, if you have other people living with you. And of course, it's not intermittent working. You cannot do 1 hour working, one hour not working, 1 hour working, 1 hour not working, because you need to be more engaged with the tasks that you are. In my case, I'm providing tasks and I'm completing some tasks. So I need more time to focus on them. What is remote working? I will say it's, first of all, trust and with the people that you are connected with. Is collaboration inside all the units that you are working, all the teams that you are working with. And the main and most important thing is discipline. You need to wake up at some point. I'm waking up these days, basically every single day at 6 a.m. I know that my kids are going to be awake at 6:30, so I need to prepare everything for them to make their lives easier. Mm. And of course, then at 8 a.m., I need to be focusing on my current, on my daily tasks. So it's discipline. You need to do this basically every single day. And it's a functional system because you have your teams, your colleagues, but you have also your family. And this mix of situations that, okay, you are in a working environment, but you are still at home. This is something that you need to say, okay, everything that is around me, my work office, my home life, is together now. So I need to learn how to live with both in a functional system.
There's a lot there, actually, and it's interesting. I want to just focus in on a couple of areas there. I'll talk about email in a sec, but you talked about discipline, and I think a lot of people sometimes overdo that. Strangely enough, that was one of the things that I had a little bit of an issue with when I used to do the sort of staccato remote working that I did before the crisis started. And strangely, I find I'm more disciplined now. I think it's a sense of having to be more disciplined because remote working is all I do now.
Yeah, definitely.
And it's quite useful, isn't it, if you can have a separate place to go. I mean, I use a spare room in the house. I'm lucky enough to have a spare room, but it might be, I'm assuming it's quite difficult for people that perhaps live in a flat or a smaller property and they don't really have, you know, I can just imagine them perched at the kitchen table. How do you sort of deal with things like that?
Oh, yes. So for this kind of situations, I saw that, for example, many of my colleagues, they have this schedule with the people who are living at home. So I'm going to be using this place from this hour to this hour. And they have red flags. So they say, okay, and they have the real flags. I mean, red flags. They put a red flag and they say, I'm busy right now. So the kids can see that. The people who are living with him can see that. Yeah. And they're not touching him. So this is my red zone. If you want, you can go around me, but don't touch me, don't communicate with me because I'm concentrating in the things that I'm doing. I was testing that stuff as well, but at the beginning for my kids was a game. And of course, you need to keep it as a game. I have the red light and I have the green light. The green light is, okay, you can come, you can ask me everything. Also, we can play. I have the red light when my kids say, oh, I see the red light. Shh. Be quiet, and they go around me. So this is something that it works. It's simple as a game.
Yeah, yeah. So let's talk about, you mentioned email as well, because in my experiences, I think we use a lot of Google Hangouts. And I think the only emails we use at the moment are the automated ones that get produced by GitHub, which is a central sort of code holding thing that we use. I do find email really difficult these days. And I was just wondering, it sounds like you're still using email a lot. Would that be fair to say?
Oh, yes, definitely. Not only for my personal purposes, but also for the big campaigns that we're having. You know that, for example, we are still doing online education. We have our webinars. We are inviting people to try new features, new updates. Our database of users is larger than 5 million users. So we need to be engaged somehow with them. For example, during the last week, yesterday, we launched our new YouTube channel. It was our premiere. And we sent, just for a testing a couple of weeks ago, an email blast for 1,000 people.
Yes.
For 1,000 people, it's not that much, right? But actually, it's nothing in comparison with 5 million. But we were testing the message, and a new message saying that we are inviting you to a premiere of an YouTube channel opening. So please dress well, because we can invite you to open your camera. We're going to send you a link, so you will be there as a premiere, right? So many people, actually, 80% of them, so 800 people around, they say, okay, I'm ready to go. Where is the party? So people were replying really, really fast. The amount of replies that we have to that letter was around 80%, but they just not opened the letter. They replied to us with some comment. So that's also really important for us this time. That was a situation that we never had in the past with so many replies. Basically, the last 2 weeks, we have the same situation basically everywhere.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Yeah, it's interesting, actually. Yes, because I failed to make this distinction there, didn't I, between internal email and the email going out to your clients. And you alluded there that the open rate of the emails has gone up since you've been remote working. Is that fair to say?
Oh, yes, definitely. And that's not something particular for SEMrush. I was talking with other people in our industry, and they were saying the same thing. So basically, this is the best time to do email communications. Of course, the message still needs to be relevant. The information, the activities, they need to be relevant. For example, for those events who are related to how to work online with your teams or this podcast, for example, we are talking about a very trending topic. So this is something that people really need to hear, that they want to learn more about. So they're going to be focusing on okay, what are the next tips? Well, I need to get more information about this. So yeah. All the trending topics related to this situation, because this is a special situation that is going to change, but we are in this trending situation with these topics.
So just coming back to perhaps internal communications within the organization, I wonder if you could just talk briefly about software, the type of software that you're using and what your experiences of it are, and maybe the learning curve as well.
Oh, yes, definitely. So basically, when we are trying to communicate, send files, open other internal products, you need to work with a VPN to be more secure. And also, you need to have all the accesses basically secured as well. So we are using different types of software for password security. So password security is something that you need to have. Mm. Better if it's something that your company, your team, your IT department is working with. We were using a really good one that is called LastPass. I believe that you hear about it. So it's
I use LastPass. Yes, I use it. It's really good. Yeah.
Yes, it's really good. And of course, you need to provide more accesses for all internal, CRM systems, analytics. Maybe you have some internal documentation and have those accesses secured. And in terms of communication, we've been using Slack since the last 2 years. Mm. We think it's pretty much good for us. And basically, it's our main channel of communication internally. For the video meetings, for the online meetings, we're using pretty much Hangouts. And when we are trying to accomplish a task and be more visible, we recently shifted to Monday. So most of the teams, of course, the developer teams are using Jira. The marketing teams are using basically everything out there, Trello, Basecamp. Mm. But for the whole company, we're using Monday. And that's a new integration for us because all the teams, legal team, financial, developers, PPC, the PPC team, marketing team, all are working remotely. And we found Monday the best software to integrate all the goals from all the teams and to be more secure, that more sure that we are going all to the same place. I believe we're going to stay on that. So for the learning curve, at the beginning, I was not very sure how to use software like, for example, Monday, but you just need to check it first, have a very quick tutorial for each of them. Without a tutorial, for example, in my case, because I don't really love to read the tutorial from each company, from each tool, I just see the demo, how it's working, how I need to work with it, and then I'm using it. But there are some additional features, for example, sharing stuff or opening new tasks or just creating private groups internally. So for doing that, you just need to test. But I found that other people, their learning curve is more longer, so they need more time and they need someone. They need a person explaining how to use it. So if you have a company, like for example, like ours, with 1,000 people, at least 30% of them, they need education on the new tools that you are implementing. Mm. So for those people, so our company, they have these webinars, internal workshops for them to make them use the new tools that we are, as a company, using. So the learning curve is for everyone different. You need to take into account that as well, that maybe you are the one who are adopting any kind of technology really fast, but that's not the case for everyone.
I don't think I've ever heard of Monday. Is it spelled Monday, M-O-N-D-A-Y?
Yeah, like the name of the day, monday.com.
Right. Okay, we'll make sure we put a link in the show notes. You mentioned earlier, yes, actually, about, or you alluded to having to present to many people. I was just wondering how you deal with that, what software you use for that when we're sort of working remotely. So when you've got to, like, for example, do reporting and presenting stats to a large number of people, how do you handle that?
Well, the first large demonstration that we had in the company was like 11 years ago. and we were using Skype. Actually, we were using Skype for over four or five years. Then we changed to Google Hangouts. The connection there was not the best one, but since this situation appeared at the beginning of March and everybody was working remotely, so we didn't have any employee at the offices, and we switched off to Zoom. So for all the meetings, and this is as a rule for the company, for being more, I don't know, being more human, more empathetic to everyone. So we agreed to switch on our cameras when we are in a big meeting, when we are in a Zoom room, because you have the possibility to do that, and you can see people, other people's faces, the things that we are not seeing constantly. So we can see how is each other and feel like we are still a company with different teams. So in these rooms, well, in this big room, we see there more than 500 faces from all over the company. And there is the people or the teams that they need to present, they need to do it professionally. So for doing that, in the past, they were taking some courses of public speaking. Right now, when you are hearing them talking online, you can see developers speaking really well, so presenting really well. You can see every other person because of those courses. So this is that was a good decision at that moment. Right now, it's so interesting to see how they are sharing all the information about their new features. So presenting to everyone should be a part of your culture as well, because this helps the company to grow and to make that culture or that spirit to grow as well. I know that other companies, they do basically all their connections without the cameras. So for us, having a camera on, it means that, okay, I can see you through your eyes. I can see that another person there, and I can be sure that you are hearing to me. You are not, I don't know, not paying attention to me. So that's a demonstration of somehow professional respect.
Yes.
That other companies, I know they're not doing that. So their employees are like, okay, I'm just going to be in my bed hearing what the company needs to say again. So it's not like a ceremony as we are doing. Maybe because we are obsessed with the things that we are doing, but that obsession in this moment is really, really good.
And you mentioned, actually, I forget what the figure was. It was quite a lot of people, wasn't it? I'm assuming Zoom is quite good at handling that, because I know from my experience with Google Hangouts in the past, it can start to struggle a bit, can't it, if you get more than a certain amount of people. I'm assuming Zoom does that in a better way, and I'm assuming you're using the paid version of Zoom.
Oh, yes, yeah. Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah, for the free version, I believe you can have till 20 people.
Yeah.
For the paid version, you can have above 2,000. So,
that's
yes.
Amazing. Yeah. All with their cameras on.
Yeah. So, we enter to the room, everybody with 10 minutes of time, so they can check everybody's faces, and you can see what they're doing, just saying hi. So, it's like a big show.
Yeah. Yeah, quite a gathering. So we've talked about quite a few things. What should we leave our listeners with, Fernando? What would be one thing for our listeners to think about as they get on with the rest of their day?
There are a few things that you need to keep in your mind when you're doing remote working, that this is still work. For all the remoters that they were doing, like my wife, for the last 5 or 10 years, and you were doing the same work as you are doing now, for all those people, this is a great time to say, okay, this is also work, but it's not that easy when everybody's at home. So you just need to keep calm and focus more on the tasks that you are doing. But I need to say this, because it happened to me. Maybe you are working more than in the past, because you have so much things to do, and you think, okay, I'm home. I don't need to grab a transport and go back to my house. Now you're at home, so you will have more time to accomplish more tasks. You never will have full time to accomplish all your tasks. So you just need to organize better your tasks. The thing that I'm actually doing is I'm keeping all the new tasks and the ones that I'm solving in sticky papers, sticky notes.
Yeah.
And I'm just putting all my wall with them so I can be sure that I'm finished one. I'm just going to be taking that note and I'm going to just throw it out and forgot about it. But those are for the tasks that are incoming. Having that, I'm really organized about the things that I need to do for only one day.
Well, Fernando, thanks so much for coming on again. How can our listeners find out more about you and more about SEM Rush?
Yes. If you want to find or ask me any question or just be in contact with me, find me on LinkedIn. Just find me with Fernando Angulo, and you can put next to it SEMrush, or go to SEMrush.com. You can check my publications there in our blog. And also, I'm one of the professors in our academy. So it's SEMrush.com/academy, and where you can learn all about SEO, content marketing, social media, and PPC, of course, and also how to use SEMrush.
Well, thank you very much. And thanks for listening, everyone. Show notes will be the usual place. And that's sitevisibility.co.uk/IM podcast. If you're enjoying the show, please leave us a fab review. That would be great. Questions and suggestions. Now, the email to send those to is podcast@sitevisibility.co.uk. You can tweet at Site Visibility. There is also a Site Visibility group on LinkedIn. So that's all from me, Andy. And it's all from Fernando.
Thank you, Andy.
And we'll see you next time on Internet Marketing.